My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
The scriptural head of the church ought to call me out of denominationalism. Anytime there's a group who says, we're going to look to such and such city, to our head, for a decision, I need to run out of there as quick as I can. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, that Jesus is the head of the church, which is the body. He's still reigning from heaven. Hebrews 1, verse 4, God's Word is already settled. Psalm 119, verse 89, and we do not need a head supposedly on earth, whether it be in Rome or Salt Lake City or Springfield, Missouri, wherever it may be. We do not need a head making decisions today. The church is not decapitated. Jesus is still the head. The scriptural founder and owner of the church ought to call us out of denominationalism. Who owns the church today? Acts 20, verse 28, the Bible says, Jesus purchased the church with His own precious blood. Who paid the price? Jesus did. Who's the owner of the church? Jesus is. Who's the founder? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 says, no other foundation can any man lay except that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If He's the owner and He's the foundation, then any group who has some founder among men today or men of the past, that's not the church you read about. Any group whose founder or foundation is not Jesus, that ought to encourage us to get out of denominationalism. But then there's another passage that calls us out of denominationalism, and that is God's biblical plan of salvation that we find in the Scripture. Kind of in a nutshell, Acts chapter 18, verse 8. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. When we look at God's plan of salvation, it's very simple. Men and women hear the Word, they believe in Jesus, they repent of their sins, they make that good confession just as the Ethiopian eunuch did, and they're baptized in water for the forgiveness of their sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Any group that teaches a plan of salvation different than that is not God's church. It's a group that was started by men, based on the doctrines of men, and it will never get anybody to heaven. And so when we look to the Scripture, we can see, I need to be called out of. Here are passages that do. And if a person has come out of denominationalism, you must never, ever go back into that. How sad it is when members of the body of Christ who held the pearl of great price in their hand, sometimes go back into the way of error. How horrible and filthy of image that is in Scripture. The Bible describes it as returning to the way of error. Returning to the filth and the muck and mire of sin. Let's illustrate it from Scripture. What's it like when a member of the body of Christ leaves the church and goes back into whatever it may be, error, worldliness, sin? Notice the words of 2 Peter 2, verses 20 through 22. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having been washed to her wallowing in the mire. Look at the disgusting picture of the person who leaves truth and turns back to error. Whether it be into a world of sin, whether it be back into denominationalism, how does God view that? If you escape the pollution of the world, you turn back to it, it's going to be worse for you, God says. Why is it worse? Because now you know what you had and you gave all that up. Think about the two images, how disgusting they are. It's like a dog returning to his own vomit. Ugh, what a disgusting picture, you say. That's how God feels when a child of His leaves the truth and goes back to error. It's like a sow, a pig having been washed, returns to its wallowing in the mire. Look at how pretty it was, and then it jumped right back in the mud hole. That's how God views one of his children leaving the church and going back into denominationalism and religious error. And thus, we suggest that you must never go back, because being eternally lost will be worse for you mentally. Now, hear me out. I'm not saying that if a person who is a worldly person and a person who is a member of the Lord's church who fell away, that the same fire won't burn on both of them. Luke chapter 16 teaches it will, but Luke 16 also teaches we'll be able to remember. Son, remember, Luke 16:25, if as a child of God, a member of the one church, I leave the truth, I go into error, it will be worse on me mentally because I know what I gave up, I know what I had, and I know now it wasn't worth it. What a horrible thought that would be for all eternity. I had the pearl of great price, I was on the road to heaven, and I gave it up for what? All of these pleasures and lust and to make other people happy. Another reason you must never go back to denominationalism is that you cannot have the spiritual blessings that are spoken of in the Bible in religious error. Think about it. Ephesians 1 verse 3 teaches us that all spiritual blessings are ours in Christ. I have every blessing I can imagine in Christ. Acts 4 verse 13, I have the power to be transformed from a life of worthlessness to a life where people can now see me as an example of how to live. I have the hope of the resurrection, that when my body goes into the grave, we'll be reunited with the Spirit, and that one day we'll have the resurrection unto life. I have the hope and the joy that my sins have been washed away, that the Lord has added me to the church. And if I give that up, I lose out on all that. I know that God does hear the prayer of the righteous, but I also know God does not hear the prayer of sinners. Psalm 66 and verse 18. I cannot, if I go back into denominationalism and religious error, I cannot expect God to hear my prayer and to be pleased with me. You will lose out on the ability, the privilege to look up into heaven and say, Our Father who art in heaven. That will no longer be yours if you go back into religious error. But more than that, we want you to know, and want to make it as clear and as plain as we can. The Bible says, if you go into denominationalism having been a member of the church, you will not make it to heaven. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10 teaches us that salvation is in Christ. It's God's plan, 2 Timothy 2, verses 10 through 12. Salvation is in Christ. If the body of Christ is the church of Christ, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and if I leave the body of Christ, I'm not going to be saved in the last day. Revelation 22, verse 14 says, Blessed are those who keep His commandments. If one of His commandments is, Be faithful unto death, and I don't keep that, I won't be saved. Revelation chapter 14, verse 4 teaches us that those who will be with the redeemed of the ages are those who follow the Lamb wheresoever He went. Now, friends, you can't follow the Lamb, Jesus Christ, into denominationalism because Jesus never went there. Psalm 119, verse 89 teaches us that God's Word is already settled in heaven. If the matter has already been decided and I go against what Scripture has taught, then I cannot be right with God and expect one day to live in heaven if I've lived in direct opposition to the Word and the will of the Master here on this earth. And be sure, we're not your enemy when we speak the truth. Galatians 4 verse 16 says, You don't become somebody's enemy by speaking the truth. We must say what God has said. It's the truth that will set men free. As a member of the body of Christ, I can know that I have eternal life. 1 John 5 and verse 13. I can know that I'm inside His body. I can be sure that there is only one way. Matthew 7 verse 13 and 14. And I can be sure if I give up on that, there's no hope left for me. And so you must never, ever go back into denominationalism. We ask you today, Are you a part of that which divides in Christianity? Or are you a part of the one body of Christ? Are you a part of a group that follows the teachings of certain men? Maybe certain men like John Calvin, or Martin Luther, or John Knox, or John Wesley, or maybe people who came not long after the apostles, but were not inspired men. Are you following the teaching of men? Is the group that you're a part of, can it be found inside the pages of this book? Or did it come thousands of years later? If it's not in here, you can be sure it's not right with God, and it is denominationalism. Now, I know some may be thinking today, well, that sounds hard. You're saying all these people are going to be lost? We're not trying to emphasize how others are going to be lost. We're trying to emphasize what people need to do to be right with God. If you were sick and you went to the doctor, wouldn't you want the doctor to just come out and tell you, here's the problem, here are your chances, here's what you can do, possibly so that you can live a little longer and have a happy and healthy and productive life? Wouldn't you want that? Why, sure you would. If he didn't tell you that, you'd be upset. Jesus is the great physician. He has all the answers to all the spiritual questions right here in the Word. And much of what people are doing today is not found in the Bible. And thus, we need to listen to what Jesus says when He speaks about religious error and how it will cause people to lose their soul. You can't be saved outside the church. You can't be saved in some man-made plan of salvation. You can't be saved by worshiping God in ways that are not right. The only way you can be saved is to submit to God's will, to follow the purity of New Testament Christianity, and to leave all this division and chaos behind. We're begging you, we're pleading with you, won't you give up denominationalism and just be a Christian? Nothing more, nothing less. Just be a Christian and do what the Bible says, then you can know that you're right with God. If you're not a Christian, we're begging you, become one today. Become a member of the Lord's body. And we beg you, if you're in denominationalism, for the sake of your soul, come out from among them and be separate.